Ok, welcome guys. Alexa, with many people in favor, as we chance, only woman alone in each moment. Seeing alone, because seeing and the object which is seen, no one else. So at that moment of seeing, seeing alone, hearing alone, thinking alone. But when they come together as a mass, is a world of many people. Because of the succession of the rapidity of arising and falling away, so there is the concept of what appears like something permanent, like now. See, just a moment of hearing, it's alone. Who else here? Only hearing hears sound. Alone. Pardon? Yes. Yeah. Just each moment, just alone, being alone.
Ajahn, yesterday the question that impermanent and anicca.
Yes.
And that's the you cannot control.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dukkha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, anitta,
anatta,
not anatta, non-self.
Yes.
And no I.
Mm-hmm. It's so gone. Everything arises and falls away. So no I.
Yeah. So at the moment, teaching, no I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean touching, hardness and softness.
No I, no thing.
No I, no thing. So my question, the question here is, who know? So your answer, I couldn't get yet. So.
Seeing cannot know.
Yeah.
Hearing cannot know.
Yeah.
But thinking.
Thinking.
Think about it carefully, and it begins to understand literally, intellectually, that actually seeing is seeing.
Yeah.
And keeps on other to other object as only a moment, only in a moment.
Yeah.
And panya knows.
Panya knows.
Right understanding.
Oh, touching and pinch. Panya
knows. Panya can know anything.
Oh.
Panya is right understanding.
Thank you.
Seeing sees alone. Any moment. The truth is the truth.
Kinds of upadana, and this morning you were talking about
upadana kanda.
Yeah. And this morning when we talked about upati and nipati, and you talked about seeing and hearing, the cheetahs conditioned by karma as upati, is this from the same root, upati?
I don't understand the difference in Pali word, but there are two kinds of upadana kanda.
Yeah. And when you were talking about upati, is it the same root?
Yes.
Same because of result of karma?
But the Pali is very deep, so I think that nobody can think it. We don't know, like chati and chata, different meanings.
But because upati, is, you said, was result of karma, so when we have the two kinds of upadana kanda, I'm wondering if it's the same upati.
We can understand the content and the meaning of it, like that which is conditioned by karma is conditioned by upadana, because with our upadana there is no karma, so that is the upadana kanda conditioned by karma.
And can we say the and also the, like you were talking about the upati this morning, like seeing and hearing results of karma.
That is upati, not upadana.
No,
different, different words.
Nipati.
Nipati and upati.
And also this morning when you mentioned with regard to the paramis, and all the paramis are for the others. So
concerned the benefits
concerned with
the of
others,
the others.
Benefits of others.
Mm-hmm.
So easy to understand with dana and sila, but for example, Satcha, Parami.
All concerned with the benefits of the,
of the others.
Even Satcha.
Even Satcha,
yeah.
Even Panya.
Yeah.
Concerned with the benefits
Karma,
of the,
everything.
Everything. what does it mean concern the benefit of the other when we talk about such
not
a
making kind, trouble
not making trouble
at
okay.
all
so all for the benefit of others
yes.
mm-hmm. so the one who makes no trouble at all for the others is the arahat
harmless
totally harmless
everything related to the other all the time when it's truth everything is a truth in different ways different way of speech or group categories like when we talk about sadda it can be the indriya it can be phala see
concerned with the benefit of the others.
Mm. When
it's parami.
Otherwise, it's self-centered all the time, thinking
yes.
of oneself.
Yes.
That's the way to have the indirect detachment from clinging to the self.
We talk about the benefit of the Dharma is not for oneself, and the best not for oneself, not for the others, but just for the sake of the Dharma. But even when it's just for the sake of the Dharma, actually it's also for the benefit
for the
of others.
Sake of Dharma, because everything is Dharma.
Dharma, yes. But even when it is just for the sake of Dharma, actually that is for the benefit of others.
Because all are Dharmas.
It's a good way of considering the paramis, like even such a parami for the that actually even this is.
Otherwise, it's for I again all
yes.
the time.
Yes.
Even parami, all goods, just for me.
You're understanding the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All for the sake of detachment from the idea of self and clinging to oneself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It needs all kusala to really. Clear away the akusala little by little. Because when kusala arises, no akusala can arise at all. Otherwise, come unknowingly all the time.
So even though we can say the purpose of studying is just for understanding reality, is just for understanding the truth, actually we know this is what leads to less selfishness, more concern for the others, but we don't have to say this is the purpose because otherwise it's clinging again, so just for the sake of
it's like latent tendency, but it's wholesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Like asaya, not anusaya.
Yes.
Asaya.
Ajahn, may I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Because you said seeing is alone, and hearing is alone, and thinking is alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean now, that appears as a whole, as people here. But I mean,
citta arises one at a time, alone.
Yes, but
so there cannot be others citta with it.
But before we talk about the interest in Dhamma, or Chanda in Dhamma, but what about the interest in Dhamma, in particular reality?
It's still Dhamma. Chanda in that is still Dhamma.
But it doesn't arise, does it, with right understanding the interest in that Dhamma that is an object of right understanding arises?
Mm-hmm. Not you, alone
no.
at that moment. Always alone.
That's
just
what
one.
We all lack, actually.
We do not understand each moment of citta. But when there is the understanding that citta cannot arise two together or three together, only one at a time. At moment of seeing, there's no hearing, there's no thinking. So at that moment, alone, because citta sees alone, at that very moment, experiences object alone, no other thing.
While awareness arises and right understanding, thus also chanda arises
mm-hmm.
to the object.
Alone, I mean citta and cetasikas, they cannot be separated. When we talk about citta, cetasikas are included every time.
we can say that citta and cetasikas alone. No one, nobody.
When we were talking earlier about vitaka arising after the, say, seeing consciousness, mm-hmm. immediately there's cetasika vitaka. Mm-hmm. So one moment of citta is vitaka, so it has just one object. So how come we get this big story of you and me and my friends? And
how many jittas now? Arising and falling away. Only seeing, there can be nobody at all. Just seeing.
So we think there's this big story because there's no understanding of
the succession of jitta and cetasikas. All day.
I understand Ajahn seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and thinking as it's not a self, but I don't understand what you say alone.
You, one, alone, right? Or not alone? Only you. Does it mean alone? You are alone. But actually what is you take for you is citta cetasika alone at moment of seeing. No other thing in it. No I, no others either. Only a moment of experiencing visible object and just pass away, fall away. That's why it is upatti. When we think of how it is the five vinyana khanda, we can see that they are quite different from other cittas. Very, very short by karma, in a flash, just being like a flash all the time. It's like in darkness and there are a very tiny spot which flashes whisper object and the other spot sound and the other spot smell. In darkness, so fast. But Sanya remembers wrongly vipalasa. When akusala arises, it takes that which succeeds one another as something permanent, like people and things, air, shape and form all the time. Now we see different shapes and forms, but after seeing, arising and falling away in succession, so long enough to condition shape and form. So fast, so we can see that how rapidity the citta arises and falls away. That's why without the teachings, no idea about what is the truth of this moment. So we just learn to know, to understand the truth little by little. Don't think of have less attachment, aversion or anything, because it's a long way to come. First of all, there should be the understanding of realities as they are. Whatever arises, how many strong or very weak attachment or aversion are conditioned, to be brave enough to understand that it's just a reality, condition. It does not stay long, very fast, just appear and disappears. Actually, in darkness, when it's not visible object. One, by this understanding, one can get closer to understand that which experiences as no shape, no form, no rupa mixed in it at all. Pure moment of the chief of faculty of experiencing. It's not visible object, but it is that which sees. And when it appears only time to time, very little, one begin to see the difference, and one will see that after that it depends on conditions, whether there's desire or attachment to have it, or try to have it, or understanding better by being detached from wanting or wishing to have it, and one realizes it's only by conditions. This is more right understanding. With detachment. But when there is attachment, to know it's not right understanding, because that's the idea of self.
But when you say to be brave enough, it's immediately a thought of self who wants to be brave.
So we can see the difference between the self and the panya.
I like to be brave, you know.
But when panya is brave, it's not the self, it's brave.
Yeah. How can panya be brave?
Because it's panya.
Yeah.
What about there's nothing left from moment to moment?
It's true.
No one there. Yeah. Brave enough to know?
Difficult.
Panya can know anything as it is, even right now, otherwise it's not panya. When it's not panya, ignorance cannot be eradicated, attachment is still there, clinging to that which appears as something permanent, because the arising and falling away does not appear. That's why there is the word atta nuktiti, taking it for something permanent, everything. And Sakaya, just here, only here. But it's something again. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, something. And thinking of moment of seeing, if we don't think about eyes at all, but it's moment of that which sees, no place, no location. Because if there is the thinking about location, it's still my body and my eye. So at that moment, it's not yet the development of understanding enough to become detached from wrong understanding. Because there's still the idea, my eye somewhere at moment of seeing. So it has to be just the very sharp understanding of seeing as that which sees an invisible object. If there is the idea, where am I? Where is the seeing? In Hua Hin or Bangkok or somewhere, there is doubt and the clinging with the I. But the panya, which understand that very moment as clear as it is, seeing that which sees, nothing else. Nothing else means detachment from taking it for somewhere or something or me, until everything appears just one at a time, differently, unexpected to only this or that at all, anything. Like breath, see, people are interested in concentration on breath, or take it for the development of understanding by having concentration on breath. But actually it depends all on understanding. If there is no intellectual understanding what breath is, can there be understanding of breath at moment when it appears without expectation? Not just I am trying to concentrate on breath. See, one way is the way of attachment, the other way is the way of detachment. So attachment with ignorance, not knowing the truth, so there is attachment. But when there is the understanding of the truth, it becomes detached little by little from taking it, wishing it, wanting to have it, even to understanding it. Until everything is Dhamma, conditioned, arising and falling away. That's why if we keep on studying the teachings, we can understand different degrees of right understanding and conditions for its arising too. Like Suttamaya Panya, Panya derived from listening. Chintamaya Panya, like Ananda, what he said is what he listened from the Buddha. See, exactly each word. Once Buddha said and so forth, and then who came, and what did he say, and what is the answer, and all the conversation. That what he learnt or listened by himself. And he also taught the others with his own understanding too, because he's so skillful to understand the teachings. And he also, in Thai we call Satyai. I think that the Pali term is Satchaya or something. I'm not good in remembering the Pali term, which means reciting, that today people just recite without any understanding. But in the old days, the purpose of reciting is not thinking, not about anything else, just thinking about that which is heard and recite in order to really understand and remember exactly. And he just not recite, he also considering what is recited in order to have more and more understanding. See, exactly the same as anyone today is to have more understanding of the teachings, like what is heard, like Dhamma, everything which is real at any moment, it is a reality. In Pali is Dhamma, in Thai is another word, Sing Thi Mi Jing, and in other languages like that which is real or is now appearing. So we don't have to look for Dhamma anywhere, don't have to wait, don't have to search, it's here and now. It depends on understanding, because it appears in a day, no understanding of it. But when one hears many times about just a reality at a time, it can condition moment of understanding what is heard as it is. Like hardness is experienced, but hardness itself cannot experience anything. And without that which experiences hardness, hardness cannot appear. Exactly the same of every doorway, like visible object now, cannot appear as a reality, but now it appears to seeing, not to the blind. The blind cannot imagine what visible object is, but whenever there is seeing, visible object is there. It depends on understanding to know that it's only a moment which is conditioned by the eye base, and the visible object, and citta and cetasika conditioned by kamma. When there's no kamma, no seeing, and when the visible object is pleasant, it's time for the kusala kamma and pakkattu panisya pachya, because there are lots and lots of kamma. So which one will condition this moment of experiencing that particular pleasant object? So we cannot see the works of all dharmas, because it's all behind the scene or under what is appearing now. Like visible objects, see? Like this, what inside? We don't know, but it works. But what appears is just what we take for this. No understanding about what conditions it at all. So each moment is conditioned just to arise only once in samsara, not only in lifetime, but only in samsara. Each one is the new conditioned reality all the time. Never come back at all. And by understanding this, it cannot eliminate attachment, aversion, or other kilesa, conceit, or anything yet, because it just begins to understand reality as it is. Even as a tapana, understand whatever arises, no matter it is attachment or aversion of what degrees, as just not self, only very temporarily. And Asotapanna knows that since there are great amounts of accumulation of akusla, so there are conditions for the arising of all those unwholesome reality until the other moment of insight in the Four Noble Truths again, so it will lessen the attachment because it gets closer to each reality. Life now, even its strong anger or attachment or conceit, that which can be known is only, it's just that very fast. Can we know the degree of it, or can understand the very subtle degree of attachment or an aversion? But even to understand it just as a reality, it takes time to see that it's not self. But later on, after becoming a sotapanna, the awareness is aware of that which is not wrong understanding, but of that which arises by conditions. Because sotapanna has different accumulation from one another, so one knows oneself because this sotapanna has accumulated such and such, and the conduct and whatever happens in that person's life is different from other. So it's the individual's development of understanding of what conditions such and such reality to be accustomed to that reality more than just a reality that is dangerous, beginning to see the danger of the attachment to sensuous object in order to become sakatakami. But at moment of just understanding it as just a reality, it cannot see the danger of the akusala dhamma like those who have become sotapanna. And for the anakami, after seeing more danger of akusala reality, panya can begin to eradicate attachment to sensuous object until at moment of become enlightened as anakami, it can eradicate attachment to sensuous object stage by stage with panya, only panya. Intellectual panya knows about reality, but the direct one is patipatti. Because you know that the object is not different from now at all. Hardness is hardness. For the person who does not have any understanding of Dhamma at all, it is something all the time. But for those who have accumulated right understanding enough, it's time to see the difference of the moment with right understanding and awareness and that which is not moment of right awareness and right understanding. But the object is exactly the same. Like now, it seems like seeing and hearing arise together, right? As partners appear to the body consciousness, and awareness is aware, it's exactly the same. It is aware of hardness, not like when the body consciousness just experiences it. But the object is exactly the same. And in Mahasatipatthana, which says, follow the object with awareness and right understanding, it does mean that follow far apart, but exactly at the same time, which appears like it still there, like seeing and hearing right now. So one knows the meaning of what is meant by awareness of the present object or that which appears. Even they do not arise together, but very close. Still the same object. Seems like that object hasn't fallen away at all. But the awareness is there, so it's different from moment of just the body consciousness, which there is no awareness at all. It only experiences as usual. So right now, there can be moment of experiencing body or hardness somewhere, with or without awareness. Right understanding knows. Without right understanding, it's as usual. But when there is awareness, it begins to understand that characteristic. Only a very short moment, but it's different, and one knows that it begins to be aware unexpectedly, anathanas. So it knows whether attachment of self comes in between or take it away from understanding, which is very short, and not expect to have it very often or more, a month or a year. The idea of self always is the master, never let go anyone to be freed from its power, the big boss. From morning, depending on what the boss like, is that big boss now?
All the time.
All the time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Even nothing, big boss. It's there. So it's so true just to understand, to see, to know who's big boss. Each move, see, each moment.
But the task is not hopeless, because there must be some moments when the big boss isn't looking.
The big boss is absent, minded.
Not really. But little moments.
Right. Mm-hmm. Otherwise Buddha wouldn't teach at all, if no one can understand. But since people who have accumulated understanding have conditions to hear, to develop more understanding, otherwise he wouldn't develop his understanding to become the Sammasambuddho, to help the others to have understanding like him, even not as him, not as much as him.
So for the beginner, there has to be, of course, a lot of Sutamaya Panya, which you mentioned earlier, and Jindamaya Panya.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively difficult.
Yeah, because you see that in the day or any time when we wake up, sometimes there is a thinking about what is heard, considering and getting more understanding. Mm-hmm. Until it is the moment of direct awareness. And Panya can see the difference between from intellectual understanding to be the direct understanding of that which is seems like impossible to know the truth, like seeing right now, see, it says yesterday, today, previous life, but who knows about the nature of it? That which sees, no self, no one. And when it appears, it's the faculty of experiencing, because at that moment it's not other reality like attachment or aversion. So one can understand what Buddha said about cittanupassanasatipatthana. See, cittanupassanasatipatthana, not vedananupassanasatipatthana, not dhammanupassanasatipatthana, only cittanupassanasatipatthana. Each word can be understood, developed, with all paramis, patience, adhidhana, satya, kanti. Nekama. And what is nekama?
Renunciation.
Or kusala.
Or kusala dhamma.
Or kusala dhamma. Would you like to recite some word? Any word can be understood more and more, deeper and deeper. From word to word, yeah. Like fire, see?
So, Ajahn, the beginning is listening, hearing, should I say, and considering. And then the middle is hearing and considering too.
And then the middle? And it is in the Tipitaka that what is the word of the Buddhas? It has to be that which brings about understanding and detachment. Don't forget the two. Right understanding and detachment, otherwise not his teaching. Because whenever there's right understanding, it detached from ignorance and other akusala, little by little. But when it's not the teachings of Buddha, there is attachment, just wanting to gain and to cling to the self more and more in different manners.
So we could say that understanding of dhammas and detachment from dhammas is the same thing, or different aspects of the same
thing. Because at moment of understanding, there is no clinging to object as before, as permanent thing, even intellectually. Like what is seen, only one word. If it comes up more often, it can condition moment of detached from taking it for something as before. And one understands what's meant by attachment to visible object and details as something, someone. For example, if there is attachment now to Kun Ashita, see, attachment to what which is seen as my friend, someone. But in reality, what is Kun Ashita, not the visible object. Visible object is visible object. Attached to her seeing, or to her hearing, or to her thinking, or to her chetasikas? No, only concept. Because in reality, everything arises and falls away in split seconds. We can see only the outer appearance or the cover or the skin or the peel of whatever is behind. So is the flesh and the blood our friend? No. Only the idea of someone. Mm-hmm. Would you tell us about the cow?
About what?
The cow. When it's
cow or cow?
Cow, which is slaughtered into parts, different parts.
Nandako Vadasutta. Nandako Vadasutta. It's about the cow.
I have never listened this sutta. But I know the simile about the chariot. Axles and whole chariot is made by different things, like nama and rupa. But we take it for a chariot, but itself, it is just compounds of the cells, like sankara dhammas.
And Kunina, about the cow?
Well, there's a cow slaughtered and it is cut up in different parts, and the one who is doing it thinks not anymore about the cow, just the different parts. Because where is the cow? It's cut up in different elements.
Yeah. And put the skin on it again after the
skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this simile was repeated because the people were not ready yet for enlightenment. So the Buddha had to, or the Ananda was it not? Yeah. He had to say it again and again.
The next day.
Yeah.
Just to remind this moment.
So it shows how often we have to hear the same thing again about visible objects and seeing.
They're going to show us the Poland visit. Visible objects, see? Only visible objects to think about that. So there's thinking after seeing all the time. Are you thinking?
Yes.
Everyone. Yeah. But when one is asked, thinking about what? See? No answer. Because it's gone. They can be thinking about shape and form, no words at all. Whisper object now, whisper object tomorrow. Pardon?
Not the same one.
Not the same one, and whisper object in between.
And others about the Mangala Sutta and the blessings and how just understanding of realities is not enough, because we need to reflect on all of the different mangala. So actually I have it here, and I just would like comments on one or two parts because you asked about any words. So we're talking about the mangala, the protections, and the Buddha said not consulting with fools. So obviously now we're associating with wise people, but we know that actually in an ultimate sense that that associating with the wise means actually associating with panya. Mm-hmm. But in this context, does it mean the good company or associating with panya?
What for?
Only for developing panya. Mm-hmm. And consulting with the wise, paying homage to those worthy of homage. So obviously to the Buddha and the Sangha, mm-hmm. those who have developed wisdom and who can teach us to develop more wisdom. Living in a civilized land, I think this means just having the opportunities to hear Dhamma no matter where we are, because whether we're living in Poland or Holland or Vietnam or Thailand, if there are opportunities to hear the teachings, then this is what is meant by civilized land. Having made merit in the past, well, it's just good fortune if there is kusala karma from the past to bring result. Directing oneself rightly. I don't have the Pali here. I think this just means performing
citta and chetasika.
Yeah. So uprightness of citta and chetasika.
Like at the moment of hearing, it's moment of listening wisely.
Listening wisely.
Not thinking about the other things.
And then it starts talking about broad knowledge, skill, well-mastered discipline. What is meant here?
I think that in order to understand the teachings, one will develop the habits or accumulate to be very delicate and see everything in details wisely. Mm-hmm. For example, if there is spot here, and then we know and we do the best thing at that moment instead of ignore.
Right.
Little by little, then one can have that accumulation of understanding what's right and what's wrong to do.
In one's personal habits or one's way of associating with others or like just sort of good manners in daily life, this kind of thing, conditioned by understanding. Well-spoken words. Obviously this just means speech with kusala, no matter the topic, not just about Dhamma, but anything.
Because even it's true, it depends on words too.
Yes. How it is spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Right, not just telling someone they're wrong and because it's seeing an invisible object, but how it is spoken. Support for one's parents, assistance to one's wife and children. So we just discussed this, the importance of taking care of family and relatives. Consistency in one's work. So does this mean in one's livelihood or
it's
any
like
kind of job?
Developing habit of being diligent.
Being diligent. So from when one gets up, just being diligent generally.
When one is lazy in anything, one is lazy to listen to Dhamma too.
Yes, true. So if one's diligent in one's daily life.
In what should be done.
Yeah. Giving, living in rectitude. I don't know quite what this means, but assistance to one's relatives, deeds that are blameless. avoiding, abstaining from evil, refraining from intoxicants, being heedful of the qualities of the mind.
It does mean that one who understands Dhamma will not do anything good.
Does
it
not.
Does mean that the one who understands Dhamma will not do anything good.
Good, right. So the one who understands Dhamma should also do good of
also
all kinds.
Also do good deeds, yeah. Anytime.
Yeah. Respect, humility, contentment, gratitude, hearing the Dhamma on timely occasions. So again, just general respect and humility and contentment.
All kusala.
All kinds of kusala. Patience, compliance, seeing contemplatives, I don't know what this means. Those who have left the household life, I don't know what it means. Maybe it just means those who have an understanding of Dhamma, I'm not sure. Discussing the Dhamma on timely occasions. Austerity, celibacy. Seeing the noble truths, realizing, attaining Nibbana. So austerity, what does it
mean? No. The English word?
No, it just means, how would you explain austerity? At least sounds more like the last part sounds more like living the monk's life. Yes. Austerity, celibacy.
Can one be as good as monk even when it's not? What you call it?
Even one's not in robes.
Ordained.
I think just not greedy and
sila,
just living simply.
They are not the rules, but the way one lives with understanding.
A mind that, when touched by the ways of the world, is unshaken, sorrowless, dustless, at rest, so less influenced by worldly conditions. Mm-hmm. Everywhere undefeated, when acting in this way, people go everywhere in well-being. This is the highest protection. Actually, it's very similar to what we were talking about, the development of the paramis, mm-hmm. because it's not just a matter of the development of understanding, but all kinds of kusala in order for the benefit of others.
By kusala conditions. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Okay.